Today's Radio Rotary Show is brought to you by Lutheran Care Center, located on Route 44 in Poughkeepsie. Specializing in geriatric care, Lutheran Care Center.
Scott, you are here.
I know, it's amazing. Here we are again. Just seems like yesterday.
But it seems like 20 minutes ago.
This is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley and Rotary District 7210. And if you would like to hear any of these shows that we've done, and we've interviewed over 60 people so far, we have them archived on our website, and that's Rotary District 7210. Put that in any search engine and come up, and you'll see it. So hear the shows over or hear a new show that you missed. But today we have a wonderful show. We are going to be exploring everything there is to know, or at least as much as we can in a half an hour, what is Rotary Youth Exchange Program. And we have two students with us, and we have a youth exchange officer. So we will discuss everything from host families to a student going to another country. And this year in District 7210, which covers an 8-county area, we have 10 students going abroad, one to Austria, one to Taiwan, Italy, Chile, Germany, Thailand, Finland, France, Belgium, and India. And in the studio today, we have two of those students, one going to Chile and one going to Italy. And we have Claire and Abby. And so, Abby, oh, you're going to share. Okay. So what is the purpose of this Rotary Youth Exchange Program? Well, it's to promote world peace and better understanding through the opportunity of traveling abroad, living with host families, and experiencing firsthand life in a different country, studying and sharing cultures. Well, let's explore the two students that we have with us today. Let's see where they're going, who they are, how did they come to be a Rotarian exchange student. Claire, you just graduated from high school.
Yep.
And you're taking a year off. You're going to Mount Holyoke next year. Or not next year, I'm sorry.
The year after. Yeah.
And Mount Holyoke said, yes, that's okay.
Yeah, they encouraged it.
They encouraged
you? Oh, this sounds like such a cool opportunity. Go for it. We'll be here when you get back.
Mount Holyoke said they'd still be there when you got back?
Yeah.
Well, that's good of Mount Holyoke. But that is good that Mount Holyoke said that. So colleges will deferring you for
yeah.
a year. And then Claire will be going there in the following year. But so now what are you doing, Claire?
I'll be spending a year in Milan, Italy.
In Milan, Italy. And have you been to Italy before?
No.
Never been to Italy? You're fluent in Italian?
No.
You've never spoken Italian?
Well, what's the best way to word this? If I was dropped off in the middle of an Italian city, I'd be able to survive. But I don't think I'd be able to discuss glass blowing with somebody from Tuscany.
Glass blowing in Tuscany. Well, you will be able to, by Christmas, you'll be dreaming in Italian.
Yeah.
You're wonderful students, and I know you'll do this. So how did you hear about this program?
Well, last year, my school, Millbrook High School, Rotary hosted a girl from Brazil. And I got to know her, and we were on the same soccer team, and she learned that I was really kind of crazy about traveling around the world, and she recommended I apply for the Rotary program, and here
good,
I am.
Good. So we're gonna talk more about the program. So Abby, you also are graduated this year from Pine Plains.
Yes.
And how did you hear about the program?
I heard about the program through my aunt, who actually went to France in the 80s, and she just had a great time, and I was always hearing stories about it, and then I just figured it was something I would really like to do.
So did you know when you were a little child, first hearing stories, that you wanted to do this?
Maybe not when I was a little child, but I guess I just started looking through the family photo album and seeing pictures of France and Versailles and all these things, and I was like, well, this is kind of cool.
Now, was France one of the choices that you would go to, or...?
I would go to France. I probably would go
but you're
anywhere,
going to Chile.
Yeah.
And you wanted to really go to a Spanish-speaking school, Spanish-speaking country, is that right?
Yes.
So French, and they might speak some Spanish, but they speak French. So it's good that you're going to Chile. Chile is a wonderful place. I always wanted to go to Chile and Peru and Machu Picchu and Ecuador. You've got all the Galapagos. You're going to have a great time in Chile. You're going to learn a lot. So now, how did the process go? How did you become a student? Okay, you can't just say, I want to do this. What did you do, Abby, to get to be a Rotary Exchange student?
Well, I don't really have a Rotary district or club, I guess, in my area. So I went on to the international
RotaryInternational.org.
Yes, and I just typed in where I lived, and it gave me a list of Rotary clubs that were in my area, and Millbrook happened to be one of them. And my family is actually, I have family from Millbrook, and so I got in touch with David Greenwood, and he's in charge of the, he's a youth exchange officer for Millbrook. And I just pretty much, I got in touch with people who were, I guess, more in charge of the program, and and I guess it just went from there.
And so you filled out the application.
Yes.
And you put the choice, there's a spot on the application for choice of country?
Yes.
And you put down three choices?
I put down Spain. I really didn't, I was willing to go, I guess, anywhere they sent me, so I was really okay with that.
So you're all right. So you filled that out. Okay, so let's find out now with Claire, what, how did you do it? So you did it, Abby, through the internet. You went to the Rotary .org website, and you downloaded a form.
Well,
and found
I pretty much hunted down David Greenwood.
who's a youth exchange officer and is in the room, and we will be talking to him. So you found out through the Rotary International website, though.
Yes.
So that's one way to do it. How did you do it, Claire?
Well, after Paloma was kept pushing me.
And that's
pushing
our, the exchange student
to,
in Millbrook. Right.
Apply for it. I went to my guidance counselor, and I asked her for the name of a contact who I could get in touch with to get more information on the program, and I found David Greenwood, and I went to a Rotary lunch, and he gave me an application. I filled it out, wrote an essay, and then a couple weeks later, I got an email.
So you filled out the application. You went to the guidance counselor. So another way is to go to your local guidance counselor, and I should mention that the age groups are between 15 and 18. So, that is for, in our district anyway, in 7210. There are different programs throughout the United States, but in 7210, you spend a year abroad, and it's between the ages of 15 and 18. And there are about 8,000 students a year that do this program, combining both, you know, around the world, not just the United States. So, Claire, you went to the guidance counselor, and Abby went to the internet, to RotaryInternational.org, and filled out forms. So now you've both filled out your forms, and you've submitted your forms. What happened next? Claire, what happened next to you?
Well, you wait until you hear back from the people that you sent your application to, and they requested that I come to their house or headquarters. I don't know what exactly it's called, and I got interviewed, and it took about an hour. And then at the end of the interview, they said, "Congratulations! We'd love for you to take part in this program." And
so you have to get an interview. You have to be assessed to make sure that you speak well and are serious about this, because it's quite a commitment to go away for a year. So you had your interview process, they accepted you. And then, Abby, did you have a similar experience? Did you get interviewed? And
yes, I had an interview, and it's, I'm not going to lie, it is pretty intimidating. You are at a table with, you know, a group of adults who are in charge of the program, and you know, but it's very personal. Mrs. Schunk made cookies, and we sat around and ate cookies and had an interview. So it was great to have that interview, to get to know people, and that way I felt a lot more comfortable with the program.
So let's now talk about, now you've been accepted, and when did you find out what country you were going to? Was that the same day, or was that
A couple of months later,
you found out which country.
Yeah.
And Claire found out she was going to Italy, and Abby's going to Chile. Now, what happened next after you found out the country? When you found out the country, did you also know who your host family was going to be?
Not immediately.
So then what happened, another month or something?
Yeah,
or?
A couple of months later, then I got an email from my host sister, who speaks English.
So Claire got an email, and now, is your host sister? No, it's your host brother that's coming to Toronto, Canada. So Claire will actually be losing one of the members of her family that is in Italy. So Claire, what kind of communications did you have with your host family?
I mainly just talked to them through MSN Messenger and
through internet emailing and things like that. And so you've got a good idea who they are and where they live and what's going to happen to you the first few months. So what about you, Abby? What did you do? How did you find out about your host family?
They sent me an email in about March, and they just introduced themselves, and then just kind of went off from there. I got a Facebook friends with my mom, with my host mom and my host sisters and all their cousins and everything. So
your new family.
Yeah.
Your second family, I should say.
Yeah.
And it's a family that you'll keep for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I commented to Abby earlier about how it's interesting that you're already calling them your mom and dad and sisters and so on, that they're already family members. And that's really what does happen, is that the students that exchange become family members. And now in the studio with us today, we have David Greenwood, who's what we call the youth exchange officer, and he is the one to oversee the outbound students for the Millbrook Club. So, David, what is some of the issues of being a host family local? Now we're talking about if you want to be a host family here in the United States, here in Millbrook or in Pine Plains or wherever it is, what are some of the issues that are involved?
When you think about it, Scott, the program is designed to promote world peace and understanding. We can do that by sending our young people abroad, but also by hosting young people from other countries. And that's where the host family comes in. A host family is a family that has made the commitment to act responsibly as a parent to this young person. That means monitoring what they do, providing food, room and board, and also being there to help explain the culture and the differences between the countries. It's a growing experience, not just for the child, but for the complete family. Imagine, Scott, taking in a child from a totally different culture, from a different part of the world, possibly from a different climate. And your job is to help that child understand what snow is, or what it's like to be lower than 32 degrees, or to ice skate if you're from India. Those are experiences that we take for granted in this climate. But imagine a climate that never gets below 60 degrees, where vegetation is something you cut back, you don't plant. That's part of the culture of world understanding. Think about it with food, too. What do we take for granted? In another culture, potatoes may not be part of their diet. Rice may be. How many ways can you prepare rice? You may think of half a dozen. But if you have a young girl with you from Thailand, I assure you, there are infinite ways that you can prepare rice and pepper and foodstuffs that you would never have imagined. That's part of the host experience.
So how does someone become a host family? Say if they want to become a host family in a local Rotary district that has a student.
First of all, I would recommend a family contact the local Rotary. See if that Rotary is involved with the exchange program. Take an opportunity to visit with the Rotary, attend a meeting or an affair or offering. Rotary clubs do a lot of things in the community beyond this program. Once you get to know the Rotary, you can explore the possibilities. Our Rotary Club has the Youth Exchange Program, and that's my officer's position. So I'd be more than happy to meet with anyone or answer questions. Some people will say, do I have to have a separate room for the child? No. Very often, the child may share a room with a sibling. But you do have to provide an opportunity for that inbound student to have study space, and a place to be able to crash, if you will, to be able to distance themselves on occasion from the family, the same thing you would do with a normal family. So part of that is looking at what your family can offer. The local Rotary Club provides monthly stipends and also activities. Each month, the host club will make sure that the inbound student attends a function outside of the area. In Millbrook, for instance, among the activities that we sponsor and support are weekends at West Point, weekends at New York City, weekends at Lake George. Those are opportunities for the children from around the world in our district to get together and compare notes. Think about it. If you're 17 years old and the thought of being removed from your family for an entire year, that can be daunting. But if you have the opportunity to meet with other students your age from different countries and compare notes about what it's like to wake up in the morning and not have bacon and eggs, or not have rice and fish, or not have a grain product and drink Coke or donuts. Depends on the family, depends on the culture. Sometimes there are tears, but more often than not, there are joys and laughter, because there's a commonality in it. It's an experience we all share.
And it's a great opportunity. And what the students should do and do is they become part of your family. As you've heard Claire and Abby talking about today, they're already becoming part of the family of the host families that they're going to spend time with. And you do. We've had exchange students. Svetlana, if you're listening, you're out there. We had her over 10 years ago. She's already graduated from college and high school and so on. We still think about her and talk to her. You always will think and talk about someone who spent months in your house, and as long as it's a good thing. Because you two are ambassadors, not only for Rotary, but also the United States and America. You're thinking, what is you're sharing with what is America, finding out the similarities and the differences, finding out what the culture is, and then you're bringing it back here to the United States and saying, Italy was like this, Italy was like that, and Chile, this is what happened in Chile. So I think you're going to be a great, great representative from the United States. You two are terrific. You're great Rotarians. If you want to find, Rotary District, our Rotary District, 7210, is looking for outgoing, adventurous students that are interested in making a difference in the world. So now Claire and Abby are two students that have graduated, and they're going to go this year. I don't think there's a chance that anybody can go this year, so you're really looking for people for the following year.
Now is the time to start exploring what the programs are and the opportunities. This coming year, will go very quickly. But remember, what the program really does is open doors.
And Claire and Abby started this process in October, filling out their applications and things. And so it does take months of time because their applications has to go to different countries to see, okay, Claire, we want Claire to come to Italy. You have to do that. So get your applications in now or by September because that process begins in October. And you don't really want to miss out. So if you're thinking of spending a year abroad, definitely contact the Youth Outbound Director. And his phone number is 845-339-1709, and his name is Wayne Johnson. He is our Youth Exchange Outbound Director, and outbound means leaving the United States and spending a year abroad, and we have inbound, which is students coming here, and Claire already mentioned to you about that. Now, Claire and Abby, in some of this training that you've had, and David went with you, I think, you had some meetings that you had to go to. You don't just get the application, fill it out, and get accepted. You had to have some training before you go. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is some of that training?
Well, we...
Abby, okay.
we spend a weekend in Utica just meeting other kids and learning about different perspectives and things like that. We played a lot of games where there was all kinds of miscommunications and people were diving across tables and trying to get cards. And it was just, it was a good weekend to figure out, that you're going to have miscommunications and things like that. And everything isn't always going to be perfect. And, how you react is a big part of making your exchange a more positive experience.
When you went on this weekend, you had all the exchange students that are going outbound from 7210,
yeah,
Rotary District 7210, but did you also have the exchange students that are here now?
No, but
just out. This was strictly outbound students.
Yes, we also met up with District 7150, and their students were there as well.
Oh.
So we got to meet. We were able to meet students that were going to the same countries that we were.
So you might see them throughout the year.
And we also got to meet Rotex, which is students that have gone to countries in the past, and they come back and they try to tell us about their experience. And
so Rotex, it's
okay. We got to meet some of them, and they'd answer some of our questions. And
so before you went on this weekend, did it, and then you came home on Monday or Sunday night, what did your ideas change, your perceptions change, your awareness of the program change?
Well, I definitely realized what I had gotten myself into. just hearing stories from people, it kind of, you're like, wow, I'm going away for a whole year. Not only that, but I'm going to a whole different country. It just kind of opened up, your mind to what you are actually doing.
What do you think, Claire? Did anything change with you when you came home?
Well, yeah.
You were taller.
Well, I've gained some weight from all the cookies I was eating all weekend.
So what is going to happen? You're going to go to this country. Do you have any perceptions about what your year is going to be like? Do you have any idea what's going to happen?
Well, they tell us you won't be the same when you come back, and it's kind of hard to imagine yourself a year from now. And at the orientation in Utica, there was a girl that had just gotten back from India a couple of days ago, and she was from the area, but she had a completely convincing Indian accent. First, if they wouldn't have told us that she was from the United States, we all thought she was Indian. She had her sari on and everything, and she looked completely un-American.
Wow.
It was really weird.
That's interesting. And so I believe that it'll take a while to come when you come back, because
Reverse
culture shock. So do you know, have you been exploring some of the like foods that you're eating over there? Did you talk to your host families and say, do you eat this? And
yeah.
Are there any different foods that you've already encountered? Or so it sounds like
not
it's
really.
Very similar foods that you eat now, pizza and so on.
Yeah.
And Abby, what about you in Chile?
Well, I was talking to one of the girls that went there. I think last year she went, and she was saying they don't have peanut butter, and so I'm going to bring a big box of Reese's peanut butter cups with me to, like, hand out to people and things like that. So just, you know, things like that. I just didn't even, you know, you don't realize they don't have peanut butter, you know?
That is interesting. So you're thinking peanut butter is an American cultural...
Well, I guess I never thought of it that way before, but now it just might be.
So what do you think, Claire, about you've talked about the foods and movies and things you'll do for social life, because you're both going to school for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're both going to go to the local high school.
Yep.
And you're going to study the history of Chile and the history of Italy and your language courses and things of that nature. So you saw Paloma when she was here. You saw our exchange student, and you saw what she went through for the year. Does that help you at all to know what's going to happen there?
It's kind of a confidence boost, because when she came here, she barely spoke a word of English, and when she left, she was fluent. So it proves that it really does happen. You can learn a language perfectly in a year.
Well, I was talking to an exchange student that came back from Germany,
mm-hmm.
and she said that the first few weeks that she was back, she would mix English and German together. And her parents here in the United States would say, no, you're not in Germany. Speak English. We can't understand German. And she was still dreaming in German and things. And so
That's
it took
funny.
Her quite a while to get used to being in the United States again. So, and there'll be that cultural shock when you get there, and you'll be tired because your head's always going. But they say that around Christmas time you get a headache, and then you start dreaming in the language of the country you're in, and then you know you've arrived. So you'll both be fine. You're both. Now, Claire, you don't. We already said you don't know much about much Italian, so you'll be learning it on the go. And your Spanish, Abby, is...
not that good.
So you'll be enhancing your Spanish and learning it quickly, but you'll both do a great job. David, are there some issues about the exchange program that a person should know before they send their child, you know, and when we want to get more students to do this. We want to promote the world peace and understanding of other cultures. What would you tell the listeners about, let's get your child to do this?
I think the most important component that Rotary offers is a nurturing and supportive family environment. There are lots of programs that take advantage of international experiences, but the Rotary is very serious about the fact that we are in loco parentis. So the host families take on that responsibility. They're there to support the child. They're there to also bridge the gap between what one country may have had as expectations and what a second country has. If you think about it, there are four key points, Scott, and I believe you've got the list in front of you, that every child signs before they can be involved with the program. And that tells you the responsibility that Rotary feels for each child. For instance, an example, no driving. The child that is in our program will not be allowed to drive machines.
Even if they have a license in their
country. Even if they have a license. Other international programs don't have that as a stipulation. We think it's important. Secondly, we have no drugs. No illegal drugs, that is. That's an important component, so that each child has signed an agreement knowing that they're going to abide by whatever the standard is in that home country. Third is no drinking of alcohol. We feel as a Rotary that that's an important component. In some countries, alcohol becomes part of a way of life for young people. We discourage that. The fourth one, and this is an important one, is no dating. And by that, no romantic involvement. Keep in mind that we're dealing with students who are between 17 and 19. And it's important for the child to take advantage of that country and not get caught up in some of the politics and romances that country may offer.
David, I have to mention to you that we've had a number of times that has happened. And what really happens is that when a student gets involved romantically, is that they're focusing on that one person instead of the whole group of their class, because of the, you know, they're going to school, their whole, whatever you have in your class, 100, 200 people, you need to talk to all of them, be an ambassador to all of them, not an ambassador to just one person.
And that's absolutely the case. Here's an example of a different culture expectation. We recently hosted a girl from Thailand, and in Thailand, it's very unusual for a young girl to be in a situation where she would be with young boys. Co-ed classes tend to be the exception in Thailand rather than the rule. In this country, we take that for granted. And she was very interested in experiencing going to a movie with a mixed group of students. She found that very liberating. In her home country, that would not have been the case. That's where cultural understanding becomes very important, how you deal with those expectations and situations. We take co-ed classes for granted. Not every country will do that.
So that's a great point. That another thing that for Claire and Abby is that when you go to this other country, you need to go with their rules. So if they have separate movie theaters for girls and boys, you do that. You go to the girls' movie theater. I don't think you have that problem in the countries you're going to, but any other issues like that, I think pretty much Italy and Chile are like the United States, but I'm going to be curious when you come back in a year to tell us on this show what changes did you see? What are the differences and similarities? And it'll be fun to explore those cultural issues. So here we've been talking about that this show has been about the Rotary Youth Exchange Program, and the purpose of the Rotary Youth Exchange is to promote world peace and better understanding through the opportunity of traveling abroad. You get to live with a host family, you experience firsthand life in that country, and you get to study and share the cultures of your culture and their culture. So you're really an ambassador for Rotary, and you're sponsoring clubs and districts. And when you're in that host country, you will be giving, you probably have already been preparing your talks and slideshows, PowerPoints, that you'll be giving to different Rotaries over there to show, here's my house, here's my home, here's the Hudson Valley, here's where I live, here's where I go to school. And so those talks will really be eye-opening to people listening to those talks that you're going to do. So, you know, when you're in Rome, as they say, you do what they do,